City Council members raised questions Monday night about construction delays on Charlotte's $150 million Gold Line streetcar extension. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
The streetcar through Uptown is closed while work continues on a 2.5-mile extension that will take it west to Johnson C. Smith University and east to the Elizabeth neighborhood. Work began 3 years ago, and the line was supposed to open this fall. But Charlotte Area Transit System says problems with the contractor are partly to blame for a delay until early next year. That has City Council member Larkin Eggleston seeing red.
This project is going to be the death of our friendship.
Eggleston was addressing CAT CEO John Lewis, who was updating the council on several projects.
We've got to do a better job of holding the people that we hire, that we contract, that we hire to do work for us accountable. The level of incompetence on this project is breathtaking.
Councilmember Ed Driggs compared the project to the sinking of the Titanic. He said city policies call for choosing the lowest and most responsible bidder, but wondered if this bidder, quote, was in fact responsible. In June, CATS raised its own questions, saying contractor Johnson Brothers showed poor skills at budgeting, scheduling, and construction. That's despite the fact that bidders were all pre-qualified by the State Department of Transportation. Lewis told Driggs,
when you find situations and projects where contractors and project sponsors get into this never-ending cycle of claim and counterclaim, you begin to question the process by which we choose contractors.
A Johnson Brothers spokeswoman declined to comment. Delays have included rebuilding the Hawthorne Lane Bridge over Independence Boulevard. Work stopped for 9 months last year when the contractor had to reorder beams that were the wrong size. It was supposed to open last week, but officials recently discovered that concrete on the bridge was poured wrong, delaying installation of rails. CATS now says the bridge won't open until the end of the year, though pedestrians and bikes will be able to use it by the end of this month. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.